Just like to read from Philippians chapter 1, just the first few verses. Philippians chapter 1 should come up on the board in the NIV. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you in all my prayers. For all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you, since I have you in my heart, for whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. I'd just like to repeat verse 6. Paul writes, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Perhaps you're all familiar with the word hubris and what it means. It means a self-confidence. And we find instances of hubris in history. For instance, you have Napoleon Bonaparte going on to try and invading Russia, trying to get to Moscow and failing. And of course, 100 or so years later, Adolf Hitler made the same mistake of overconfidence. You probably also remember, or some of you anyway, that there was a time when agents of Decca, the record company, were interviewing bands and hearing them play, and confident in their judgment, they chose one band over another. They chose a band that nobody now can remember and passed over the Beatles of all bands. And we can see the success that came through that and all that followed. And in the business world, people make decisions, and where decisions are made, there are usually there's usually time spent, committees, all sorts of analysts, but bad decisions have made giant companies collapse. For instance, Kodak. Everybody knows or knew that Kodak could not survive as digital photography replaced film. Some of you may remember loading Kodachrome into your cameras and things like that. But digital photography came along. And you know, the ironic thing is that it was an engineer in 1975 employed by Kodak who invented the first digital camera. And they never took it forward. They were told in 1981 that they would have 10 years before digital cameras would outpace film cameras. I think it took a little bit longer, but they didn't listen. They were confident in their own abilities, and they chose to not develop digital photography, but perfect or improve what they already had in film photography and make their cameras even better. And in 2012, Kodak filed for bankruptcy. They're still going, though. Someone must have put up some money to sustain them. But a misjudgment. So I want you to consider the confidence that Paul has in the work of God that is happening in these people at Philippi, where he says, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. His statement here in verse 6 makes it clear that a person can enjoy absolute assurance of salvation. So where is that confidence coming from? To whom is that confidence placed? And that's something that we can look at this afternoon. Let's break the verse down into three packages that would help us to digest this assured assertion of Paul. First of all, you have the commencement of salvation that he mentions. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work, the commencement of salvation, it has a start in a person's life. It had a start in the lives of these people in Philippi. It's a work of God. It's something that God does. He began a good work in you. He began a good work in you. And like any of his decrees during the creation, let there be light, and there was light, what he says, what he wills, comes to pass. There are no failures that can be laid at his door. Any failure is of ourselves. So it's a work of God, but it's also a work of grace, because he does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Grace is the incomprehensible fact that God is well pleased with man, and that man can rejoice in God. So wrote Karl Barth in 1928. The confidence in God, and that it's a work of grace. It's not something that depends upon ourselves. It's not something that we earn, something that we do, a list of rules, a list of check boxes that we tick off one by one. It's of grace. It's the gift of God. And also, it's the work of glory. It's a work of glory. We are, the believer is, a new creature in Christ. Think of what you have received when you became a believer, when you were saved. You were given a new family, fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord. You were given freedom from the slavish effects of sin, freedom from it. You have a new father. You have forgiveness and a future, a home in heaven. So that's the commencement of salvation. And of course, that leads us to ask all in this room, have you received all of that? Has that work been started in your life? That work of God, where he calls you, where you see your deep need of the Saviour, where you see your need because you see how sinful you are and how unable to help yourself you are, and that you need this new birth, this conversion, this salvation that the Lord offers to each one of us. Has that salvation started in your life? Can you claim that freedom from the curse of sin? Can you claim that God is your Father through this new birth? Can you claim forgiveness, that you've been forgiven and that you have a future in heaven? It's so important that God starts a work in your heart, a work in your life, this good work that the Lord starts or can start in your life. So we have the commencement of salvation. Has it started in you? The next thing that we have is the continuation of salvation. He who began a good work in you will carry it on. He will carry it on. If you started on that road after you've trusted the Lord Jesus, if you started on that road of the Christian life, It's something that is continuous. It's something that is progressive. Salvation is an ongoing work. At any point, you can say and claim that I am saved with full assurance if you've trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. But salvation is an ongoing work. It just doesn't stop when you commit yourself to Him, take Him as your Savior and Lord. It goes on, and you can say that I was saved. I am being saved. I will be saved. It's progressive, and it's a process. And that process is sometimes called sanctification, as we grow in the knowledge and in the obedience of our Lord Jesus Christ. It implies growth. It was referred to the new birth. We refer to the new creature. Well, the baby will grow. Will grow in the Lord. It implies growth. He will carry it on. And there is a plan